Whatever you want tonight, Jesus is here and can meet your need. There's nothing that he cannot do for you tonight. If you've never come to Jesus and surrendered to him and asked him to come into your life and be your Lord, then tonight is the night he challenges you. He calls you tonight that you would come to him and give your life to him. Tonight, if you need healing, there's power here tonight to heal you. I'm going to be speaking tonight and just basing what I say on the story of blind Bartimaeus, which is in Mark chapter 10, and I'm just going to read a few verses to you. Then they came to Jericho, and as Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And then they called out to the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Then the blind man said, "Rabboni, Master, that I might receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith hath made you whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. There's an old hymn that says, "Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you or Satan a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood." And tonight, it's the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary that will forgive sins. It's the blood that flowed from his stripes that will heal you. You can be saved. You can be healed tonight. Right back in the beginning of time, when God created Adam and Eve, every evening he used to come into the Garden of Eden and he walked with Adam and he talked with him. And God looked forward to walking with Adam. And one night when God came into the garden, no Adam. And he called Adam, "Adam, where are you?" And when Adam eventually came forth to see God, God said, "Where were you?" And Adam said, "I was ashamed because I was naked." And God said, "Who told you this? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to?" And in order for Adam's shame to be covered, God had to kill an animal, and blood was shed to cover the sin of one man. Years later, when the children of Israel had multiplied and Pharaoh in Egypt was oppressing them, and they wanted to leave, and Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel leave Egypt, God sent the angel of death across the land. And God told Moses that he was to instruct the children of Israel that each family must take a lamb, a pure lamb, without blemish. And the lamb had to be killed, and the blood placed on the lintel and doorposts of the house. And the family was to stay in the house that night because the angel of death was going to go across the land and kill the firstborn of every family, men and animals. Blood shed to save a family. Years later, Moses calls the children of Israel together, and they bring two goats. Every year, two goats were bought. They had to be absolutely perfect and without blemish, the best goats that there were. And Moses laid his hand on the head of one goat, and he transmitted the sins of the people onto the goat. And it was then taken out into the wilderness, outside the camp, outside where they lived, and was set free into the wilderness. The other goat was slain, and the blood was put on the altar. Blood shed for a nation. Years later, Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, was taken outside the city wall. And there he was nailed to a cross. And he took upon himself your sin and my sin. And he shed his blood that we might go free. And God put all our sins upon Jesus. The weight of our sins upon Jesus as he hung upon the cross caused him to cry out, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus, who had known since before time began and the world was ever created, a union, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is there on a cross outside Jerusalem, dying for you and for me. And tonight Jesus says, "I died for you. Will you let me come into your life? Will you let me forgive your sins? Will you let me set you free of any curses on your life? Will you let me heal anything that besets you? Whatever it might be tonight that disturbs you, that gets at you, Jesus will set you free and heal you." Jesus, the week before crucifixion, was walking out of Jericho. And as he walked out of Jericho, the crowd around him, singing and happy. Bartimaeus, who'd been blind since birth, a beggar, is sitting by the side of the road. He can't see, but he can hear. And he's heard about Jesus. He knows Jesus is the one that stood outside the grave and called Lazarus to come out, and the man who had been dead for 3 days came out of the tomb. Bartimaeus probably knew that. He knew that Jesus had healed the man who was let down through the roof. He knew that Jesus had spat on the ground and made an ointment and the blind had saw. He knew ears were unstopped. Bartimaeus knew these things. And in his misery, as he sat by the side of the road in the dust with his cloak in front of him, living off handouts, living off bits that people threw to him, nothing to look forward to, just being blind for the rest of his life, he hears Jesus is passing by. No wonder he cried out at the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the people told him to be quiet. "Shh, Jesus isn't interested in you. Jesus can't help you. You've been blind since birth. But he cries the louder, Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to Satan. Tonight, you can be saved and set free. Tonight, you can be healed. And Bartimaeus came to Jesus. Jesus stood for Bartimaeus. You know, there's only two places that we read of in the Bible that Jesus stands. Here for Bartimaeus, and when Stephen was stoned and looked into heaven, he saw Jesus standing. But I tell you this, if you come to Jesus, there's a day coming when he's going to stand and welcome you into heaven to be with him forever. Jesus will stand to receive you. And Bartimaeus says to Jesus, that I might receive my sight, Master. What do you want Jesus to do for you tonight? What do you need? What's the most important thing on your list? For Bartimaeus, it was his sight. But what is it for you? Maybe it's family. Maybe you have problems in the family. Jesus can come into your heart and life and solve those problems. Maybe it's financial. Maybe things just don't work out financially. Jesus can come in and direct you and solve those problems. Maybe it's children. Jesus can come in and help you with them. There is nothing that Jesus cannot do, and nowhere where he can't meet you. Jesus says to Bartimaeus, go your way, your faith has made you whole. Do you have faith? Do you have the faith to believe in Jesus to make you whole? Do you have the faith in Jesus to ask him to forgive sin in your life? Do you have the faith in Jesus to ask him to come against any curses that might have been put on your life? Have there been things said over you? You're no good, you'll never make it. You'll never get anywhere. Has that followed you? Jesus will set you free. Were you abused as a child? And all your life you've borne the inner stigma. Jesus says, tonight, if you will let me, I will set you free once and for all. There's power in the blood, wonderful power. And tonight in this healing service, that's exactly what Jesus wants to do. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. I'm going to ask you, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, I'm going to ask you if tonight you will do that. Maybe you've been to lots of meetings and heard lots of altar calls. Maybe you've heard long sermons. but you've never, ever personally accepted Jesus, tonight is the night for you to respond. I'd like you just to close your eyes for a moment. A number of years ago, when my father was in hospital, dying of cancer, I used to visit him every afternoon. And when I went in one afternoon, he said, "Son, see that man in the bed over there? He's in a desperate state. He's been awake all night crying out, 'Will somebody help me? I don't want to burn. I don't want to go to hell. I've been so wicked. Please, somebody help me.'" And all night long, he cried and moaned. No medication would keep him quiet. And I went over to his bed, and he was a little old man. And I said, "What's the matter?" And he said, "I've been so wicked. I've done so many things wrong. I know I'm going to hell. Can't somebody help me?" And I introduced him to Jesus and said, "Will you say this prayer after me?" And he did. And I went back and sat with my dad. And then the following afternoon, I came in and my dad said to me, "Do you know, after you left, there was perfect peace." He didn't cry out at night. Everybody was amazed. And he said, in the middle of the night, Jesus came and took him home. It's never too late to ask Jesus into your life. I don't know all of you, I know some of you, but if any of you here tonight have never asked Jesus in, then while every head is bowed, I just want you to look up at me so that I can say a prayer for you. If you've never accepted Jesus, just look up at me. Lift a hand or look at me so that I can know. I see you. Bless you. Tonight the angels are singing. Is there anybody else? I'm going to say a prayer now. And if you'd like to, in your heart, repeat the words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner, and I ask your forgiveness. I ask you to wash me now in your precious blood and make me clean right through. I acknowledge you to be the Lord, and I ask you to come into my life now and live with me, to guide me and to guard me, and to take me when I die to be with you in heaven forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wished they could have put their hand up, their head up? Then let's move on now, because Jesus is here with the power to save. He's demonstrated that. My word shall not return to me void, he said, but it shall accomplish wherefore I send it. And tonight Jesus says again, what can I do for you? Is there anybody here tonight who needs the Lord to touch them, to heal them?